So I have a very short message today, just a couple of things that what Sri Rinpoche shares. One thing is about what I shared with the children. If you ever study about history of angels, do you know when the angel actually, as you know, came into being? Most likely the first references could be going to probably books written about 200 BC, 100 or 100 BC. It's called a book called Enoch, Book of Enoch. This is written by, I believe, Jewish spiritual leaders who was influenced heavily by actually Mesopotamian religion, which was called Zoroastrianism. So if you're movie geeks, you may watch a movie called like Watchers, or the new movie about Noah, all these weird beings there. The kind of original concept of them you can find in a book called Book of Enoch. But the angels, as we know, is somewhat disappointing to you probably, but medieval creation in a way that images are borrowed from different cultures and different religions. The image means like a human, beautiful human with the wings. If you read the whole Bible, where do you find an angel that has a wing?
The Annunciation.
Yes, but like, you know, the big wing like as we see. And we don't see that in the Old Testament. There are beings which is called the cherubs, described as the angels. So the reason of saying this is that religion has such an impact on human mind and culture. One person's sharing sometimes makes a whole difference, and it sometimes influences even whole country, whole continent. What is an angel? And Swedenborg's opinion or his perception, his vision is that angels are not pre-creation to humans. That probably is one of the most unique lessons or sharings that he did. Angels are not created before humans. They're not superhumans. Angels are actually our ancestors, if you may want to say. The ones, humans, who lived a good life, who became an angel afterwards. Meaning that, in the very beginning, heaven was, I'm sorry to say this, but empty. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I think I have to agree with Louise in a way that is that I read, I think about it, but I believe in God, I believe in heaven. But I have to confess also to you like that is that I don't understand it all. I just feel sometimes I can't. But heaven was empty because there were no spirits, but heaven was filled with divine. And we, that's the second part of Swedenborg, I love about Swedenborg is that we are designed and created to receive what is of divine and to be reunited into what is divine. And this divine, by the way, in a real theological definition, is not creator. There's a difference. So this guy, Swedenborg, has shared many things. But two things that I'd like to emphasize again today is that you all are created. You are all angels in training. And two, it is you who make the choice, either to be an angel or not. There is no damnation, judgment. There is no angry God, actually. In his the little slash sharing is that one of the nature of God is that it is impossible that anything negative that like that within the Creator. How do we have all these negative things? We don't want to say we're all responsible for it, But in another way, we are. Why? Because God created us to be almost equal to God. That's, I think, a very, not just Christian. It's Hinduism, it's Buddhism. If you read, study other religions, there it shares that human or human form is very, very special. Now, in that, we are created in the image and likeness of God with the freedom to choose what is truly real to me. In that freedom, somehow has to have this component that we are free to choose what is opposite of God. So it is not like a damnation or negative saying that we are responsible for the negative things, but at the same time, we as a whole humanity are. Yet we as an individual are not. And somehow Swedenborg's last liberating message is that you're not responsible for that. None of us are responsible for the big mess that has been created. We're only responsible for the choices that we individually have made. And that we have accepted, we have grounded, and we have believed that as real. That I'm responsible and you're responsible. Well, in the end, we're all angels in training. That's the good news. And choice is in your hand. I think that's the good news too. And God is not judging you. God is not angry. There's no anger in God. That's the good news. Whole universe, in a way, is made in the principles that is supporting and helping each other. That's good news too. So, may there be blessings upon you and many celebrations in this year. And today, maybe celebrating Swedenborg's birthday. Amen.